USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is responding to the backlash over his criticism of four Democratic congresswomen.
If you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, the president also called the four freshman congresswomen socialists and said they hate the United States. Also today in Washington, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money.
Congress has the right to limit spending, but once we agree to spend money, we have to pay for it, and the credit of the United States government is the utmost importance.
That debt ceiling needs to be raised by September or the government will run out of money. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Monday at the closing bell, the Dow was up 27 points to close at 27,359. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
The State Department is confirming another American death in the Dominican Republic. Tracy Jerome Jester Jr. of Georgia died on March 17th from a respiratory illness following a day of sightseeing with his sister. The 31-year-old Jester is the 11th confirmed American tourist to die in the Caribbean island since June of 2018. The national average for gasoline is up 4 cents this week to $2.80 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The cheapest prices can be found in Mississippi at $2.39, while California has the highest price at $3.73 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was little impact in the aftermath of Hurricane Barry.
I think that the overall impact from Hurricane Barry will be minimal and that most motorists across the country will probably not feel anything or maybe a penny or two per gallon. Normal production should resume fairly quickly after that storm has passed.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
ICE agents are continuing to round up illegal immigrants that had their day in court regarding asylum and lost. These illegal immigrants are now ignoring court orders to leave the United States and have broken the law on at least two occasions. Now, this has some Democrats up in arms, and Chris Wilson, former campaign strategist for Ted Cruz, says Democrats really do need to pick their battles and get it together.
I am marveling over the flat-out stupidity from a campaign perspective of how the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves between AOC and her three cohorts in the caucus, basically calling Nancy Pelosi a racist, to the process of now the Democrat primary is pushing their potential nominees so far to the left that it's almost making it a little bit too easy for the president right now in terms of running against them. And that is for the Democrats to make a big issue out of trying to keep people who are criminals, as you point out, at least twice now and potentially multiple times here in the United States and protect them, or saying, hey, come to my city or my state and we will hide you, that's not a good look for Democrats in a general election.
There's a call for making Washington, D.C. the nation's 51st state, but according to a new Gallup poll, most Americans disagree. According to the poll, which was conducted in late June about making the district a state, 64% oppose the move, while 29% favor it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.